Okay, we're on Ein Tes Amud Aleph, about 9 or 10 lines from the top. Masiv. Now the Gemara is going to ask a few kashas on Rabbi Chanina's din that that we saw yesterday, that a man is allowed to be shosik almanas lemekat. If you remember that he can, if he's the reason why he's quiet, if he hears his wife's neder, is he has kavana that he wants the just to cause her distress, discomfort, or whatever, to think that her neder is chal, just to teach her a lesson, not to make nedarim, whatever. But he has in mind that he's going to later on, next day or two or three or whatever, be made for it. So that's okay. You know, even though normally once a day goes by it's chal, that's only, says Rabbi Kanin, if he has kavana that he wants it to be chal. But if the reason why he's being quiet is for another reason, because he wants in this case to cause her distress, and then that he can be made for it later. Okay, now we're going to ask a few kashas on that.
Before he could be made for it, just not tell her.
No, you know, but that would be a problem of you know, the famous thing that you think you're eating basar chazir, but it's really basar thing, because she thinks it's good, but so then she's going to need a kapara for that also, so he doesn't. Okay. Says the Gemara, Meisi Rav Kahana. The pasuk says Vim hacharish yachrish la isha, and it continues miyom el yom behekim kol adere v'chule. And that's the pasuk that's telling you when the husband is quiet, then the neder is chal. If it's for the day, till the end of the day. So the Brisa says, b'shosek amanas lemeikat akasuv menaber. So here we have it mamash like black and white. Here's the Brisa that says when the husband is quiet for the day, the neder is chal, and it's dafka talking about amanas lemeikat. When he's quiet to cause her distress, we see from here, right off the bat, again, not like Rabbi Chanina, that it's at the end of the day already, it's chal. Anyway, so the Braisa continued. Maybe, it doesn't mean that. Maybe he's being quiet, nor a dafkin mekayim it. No, kashahu omer, when it says at the end, ki hachareshla, it says it again, ki hachareshla, there it's talking about dafka when he's doing it l'kayim. So hamani mekayim when it says im hacharish hacharish leisha b'shosek amanat lemekad kazub minaber. So it's dafka talking about hacharish hacharish not l'kayim, because that's later. Ela dafka amanat lemekad, and therefore tiyufta. So here is a tiyufta in Rabbi Chanina because it's a brisa. You see beferish that even if he's doing an amanat lemekad, it's a chal at the end of the day, and that's that, and there's no concept of you can do it later on, you can make for it later on. Okay, so the Gemara asks, V'lukim la b'shosek amanat l'kayim. We're asking on the Braisa, why is the Braisa learning like that? That the hacharish yacharishla is lemekad, and after that, ki hacharishla is talking about l'kayim. Maybe, why don't we say that when it says im hacharish yacharishla, that's talking about b'shosek amanat l'kayim dafka, and the second time, ki hacharishla, maybe that's talking about b'shosek stam. So we would have only from us a limud on almanat l'kayim and stam, not l'kayim, not to make it a stam shosek. Those are mekuyim after the day, but not a source for lemekat. Maybe einachanami, maybe lemekat. He can do it later. So why isn't the brisa learning like that? So our answer is because krayich yisiri ksive. So the Ran and one pshat in Rashi is that it says actually hachareish, that type of lashon, three times, right? Hachareish, yachareish, that's two, and ki hachareish la, that's three. So it says it three times, and that covers all the scenarios: lekayim, lemekat, and stam. So that's in all those scenarios, it's only till the end of the day, and that's that. Okay, let's see Rashi on that so far. Okay, kashu omer, when it says the Rashi says lamala, there's a gear that says should say lamata hey menu. After that it says ki yachareish la heveshatek mechule b'shosek amanat lemekat, says Rashi uksi bahikra veheikim, That's called nerera. So here we see, even though he's doing it lemeikat, it says vehekim kol nerera. The shuveni achol afir. That's it. He can't do it anymore. Kray yaserik sivi midichzis. And it says acharish yacharish kama pamim. So the first way of learning this, it says it a number of times in the Shema Mina, b'shosek, that's including shosek amanat lemeikat, and zeinu meifer. In Yenacher, in other ways, the Ran learns this way. Also, the cry ksivi, it says three times. Hachareish, yachareish, and vichiyach hechareish. So hare gimel, chad b'shosek amanat lekmayim, chad lem amanat lemeikat, v'chad stam. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Meisiv Rava. Now we have another kashya, Rabbi Chanina, from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, "Nadra im chashecha mefir la ad shelo chashcha." So talking about a case, you remember, the woman makes an neder towards the end of Shabbos, and even if it's a neder that has nothing to do with Shabbos, we allow the husband must be mefir on now. Sheim lo hefir v'chashcha inu yachol af. Right? If he doesn't do it now, then the day's going to be over, Shabbos is going to be over, and that's it. It's going to be Kayim, and he can't do anything about it after that. So ask the Gemara, am I? Or Rav asks, why? Lehave b'kishosek amanat lameka tiyufta. So the Gemara says, if there is such a concept like what Rabbi Chanina is saying, which he's mechadish again, that being quiet doesn't automatically mekayim the neder. It's only if he's being quiet because he wants to mekayim it. But if he's being quiet for a different reason, like because he wants to do it later, just to cause her distress, whatever, says Rabbi Chini's mechadish, that the being quiet, even at the end of the day, is not, the neder's not chal yet. Or he still can be made for it. Okay, that's if he's mechadish. So now the Gemara says Rabbi, if that's true, so the same thing should apply over here. The woman makes a neder towards the end of Shabbos. Okay, if he's the reason why he's being quiet is because not that he wants to mekayim the neder. He just says, look, it's Shabbos. This neder has nothing to do with Shabbos, really. And let's say, you know, something else. So I'll do it later. I'll do it after Shabbos. So no, we see it, our Mishnah says, no, he's got to do it now. If not now, why? He's not being quiet because he wants to be Mekayim the Neder. It's because it's Shabbos, he'll do it after Shabbos. So we see, no, that doesn't help. Once the day's over, it's finished no matter what. Even if your Kavana is being quiet till the end of the day, it's not to Mekayim, it doesn't help. It's Mekuyim and finished, and you can't make for it later. So we see there's no concept of, like Rabbi Chanina saying, that if you have different kavanas, then you can do it later. You can't. Therefore, it's a tiyufta. Okay, then we continue. Meisiv Ravashi. So Rabbi Chanina is getting it from all sides right now. Ready, bombed him out twice, now it's the third time. Meisiv Ravashi. We learn in a Mishnah that a husband that says the following, Yodei ani sheyesh nedari. He says, I know there's a concept of nedarim, if my wife makes a neder, about any yodei sheish mefirin, but I had no idea that the husband could be mefer. And what happened? The time went by, two, 3 days, whatever, and all of a sudden he goes to his amud yom yishir, whatever, and he hears that a husband can be mefer a neder. So, what happened? Then it's fine, he can be yafir, he can be mefer it, when he finds out about it, because he didn't, the only reason why he wasn't mefer, he didn't know. But now that he knows he can be mefer, so he can be mefer it now. Fine. Now, what about Yodea Ani Sheish Mefirin? He knows that a husband could be mefer. He knew that. About any Yodea Shezen Neder. But what he didn't know was, not that he knew there's such a thing as a Neder also, but he didn't know that this is a type of Neder, let's say, that he's allowed to mefer. Okay? So he knew the concept of nedarim. He knew that he can be mefer, but he didn't know this type of neder he can be mefer. And then he found out about it later on. Can he be mefer it then? Here we have a machlekes. Rabbi Meir Omer lo yafer. He can't. And whereas the chachamim or mim, he could. He's allowed to, even though he knew about the neder, he knew he's allowed to be mefer. He just didn't know which type. His chachamim said he can still be mefer. So now the Gemara says, "V'amai lahavei kashosek amanat lameka." So the question is going lefi Rabbi Meir, right? So Rabbi Meir said, if he knew about the neder, he knew he could be mefer, he just didn't know that this neder you could. Says Rabbi Meir, you can't be mefer. So again, if according to Rabbi Chanina, his idea is, if the reason you're being quiet is not to be mekayim the neder, you're allowed to be made for it, so same thing should be over here. The reason why he was quiet is not because he wanted to keep the neder, he just didn't know he's allowed to make for this type of neder. So that's the case. Why should Rabbi Meir say lo yafer? Why can't he make for it later? He wasn't quiet in order to keep the tradition of Mekayim, the neder. So if it's true, like Rabbi Hanina is saying, if you, as long as you're not being quiet to Mekayim land, you can do it later. Why should Rabbi Meir say lo yafer? Elamai must be. This is what Rabbi Hanina is saying is not true. There's no such thing that you can, if you have different, if you have kavana for another reason, you can be made for later. And therefore, tiyufta, again, it's tiyufta Rabbi Hanina. Okay, Rashi. Yodei nishiyesh neder, harei sheshama bishto shenad, revelo hefer. He knew, he heard it from his wife, and he wasn't made for it. Ba'mar lachar mikeh. He said afterwards, yodei ani sheish neder, sheisha noderes, asura b'mashenadra. Then she's asking what neder she made. Aval eini yodei sheish mefirin. De'efshar b'takan. And I didn't know, you can do something. Lekach lo, therefore I didn't lo hefarti lo. That's why I didn't mefer. Yefir, you can do it later. The kevan de lo have yada sheish mefir. He didn't know. So my have a lo mefer. What are we supposed to do? Now say kemi shloshan as if he didn't hear. But yodei anish is a neder. I knew that's a neder chashuv. It's tzarich and I have to mevatel. But he knew that you have to be, that you have to make a neder, that you can be mefer. He didn't know this. You can mefer this type. So Rabbi Meir here says lo yafir. The kevan de yada de nadr. He knew she made a neder, and v'yeshna mefirin, and there is mefirin also. Therefore, it's kashmiya be'almadam. It's like a regular hearing, a regular neder. Therefore, v'yibayilele mefir mikar. You should have been mefir. V'achamim are mefir achshav. No, he can do it even later. Now, the kevan de lo yada mitchila de hay neder tzarich afar. Since he didn't know that this type needs, then it's kimhi. So it's the chachamim say it's still kamisha shama achshav dam. As if he's heard it just now. Velo the girsa. There's a girsa betchila, not betchila. Okay. Hadron alach nara merasibli neder. Hadron alach nara merasibli neder. Hadron alach nara merasibli neder. Ve'elu nedarim. New parak. Ve'elu nedarim shehu mefer. And these are nedarim that a husband could be mefer. Devarim sheish bam inui nefesh. Nedarim that are self-afflicting nedarim, that she makes a neder that she's afflicting herself. Those type of things, the husband's allowed to be mefer. We're going to see, as we know, there's other type as well. Devarim shebeino levena. Gemara is going to discuss why we're not mentioning that. But right now, it's just the devarim of inui nefesh. Im erchatz vim lo erchatz, im es kashet vim lo es kashet. So also here, obviously, we're going to need the Gemara is going to discuss because what does it mean if he makes a neder that that I'm gonna take a bath? Why should that be inui nefesh? That's, I mean, maybe kids don't like take baths, but you know why I'm gonna take a bath. Why is that inui nefesh? Obviously, we have to explain what's going on here. Same thing with et kashet, and that's the Tanakama. Returning to Ein Testament base, Amar Rabbi Yossi. Ein elu nidrei nefesh. Rabbi Yossi argues, he says, no, these aren't called nidrei nefesh. Ve'elu hein nidrei nefesh. You want to know what nidrei nefesh are? It's if she says, Amra konam peris ha'olam alai. That she asks on herself all the peris of the world. Hareze yachol afer. That he can be mefer. That's called nidrei nefesh, as Rabbi Yossi. Now, what about if she says, peris medina zu alai? Not all the peris of the world, this from this country. Then Yavila mi peres acheres, he can't be made for it. Why? Because that's not called Idei Nefesh. Because just because she can't eat from this country, fine, so he can bring her fruit from another country. She's not, doesn't have to starve. Therefore it's not Idei Nefesh. What about if she says Konam Re Peres Chenvanize Alai? She users fruit from a particular store, the storekeeper's fruit. Enu Yachol Afer. Again, he can't be made fair. Why? Because you can bring it from another store. Okay, so this store is not getting good, so you're not, she doesn't have to suffer. So therefore, it's not inui nefesh, she can't be made for that as well. Vim lo haitapanaso elohim mimenu, though, hare ze yafer, dive Rabbi Yossi. However, if she, the husband has a credit line, you know, dafka by that store, And if he came and she says she makes a neder from that store, and the husband, that's where he gets his fruit from, because that's the only store he gives him credit. So it could be if he can't get from that store, she might not get anything, because nobody else is going to give him credit or whatever. So that is inui nefesh, says Rabbi Yossi, and therefore that he could be mefer. Divrei Rabbi Yossi, Gemara is going to discuss. Why does he have to say Divrei Rabbi Yossi? We said that we're at the beginning over there, Amar Rabbi Yossi, and then we're saying all this, and then it says, I guess they say again, Divrei Rabbi Yossi. We're just going to talk about that. Okay, let's see Rashi, back to Amud Aleph first. Ve'elu nadreim who may fear, Dvarim Sheyesh Me'amim Nefesh, says Rashi, Kedichziv, it says, Lanos Nefesh. Isha Yefirenu, Yekimene V'sha Yefirenu, so it is Lanos Nefesh, that's Inui Nefesh. Ante samud base Rashi Amar Biyosi ubigmara mifarish de ein iuy nefesh ella kagon konam shalo ochal basar velo eshtayin. So he says the Gemara is going to explain that iuy nefesh is something like she asks on herself eating meat or drinking wine. Who could have seen it in Maseches Ksubas beperech hamadil Rabbi Yosi. Ulerabanan dvarim she ein bem iuy nefesh. What's things that are not mishumir inui nefesh? Kegon shenadra shalol lechol imo, right? Bekara, that he's not going to eat. She's not going to eat together with him from the same plate. The hainu dvarim shebeino levena. That's called dvarim shebeino levena. Begemar mafarish heich mefirin bal. How's the bal mefret? Paris medina zualai bekonam. So we said if she users this particular country, then it's not inui nefesh because you can bring it from another country. Okay, b'mfarsh b'braisa de Rabbi Chia im yesh lo chelak behem zeu inui nefesh ein lo chelak behem ein elu inui nefesh v'yavi la mibedina secheres. So I'm not exactly sure what this means. I'm guessing that if he has a chelik behem, I think what it means, if he has a chelik in these fruit, meaning he, therefore they're his or partly his or whatever, so those are available for him to give to her. So if she makes a neder on those, he might not be able to get any other fruit, because they're willing to gather fruit, because he'd rather give what he has, things he has a chelik in him. So therefore that would be, that's inui nefesh. But ain't lo chelik, but anyways he doesn't have a chelik in his fruit. So the one that she's saying, you know, konam on, so then he can give other ones. So that's not inui nefesh. V'imlo hayta parnasato, says Rashi, shel abal elahimenu. If the husband though has his parnasa, means he gets his food dafka from this store, the shachen v'niya zeh malel lomazonas, he gives him, you know, on credit, whatever, dafka from this. Chenvani hareze yafer divrei Rabbi Yossi dehainu inefesh. That's inui nefesh because if he can't get from this store, he might not get from any store because nobody will give him the on credit. So therefore, it's inui nefesh. Okay. And what more? What do you mean ignore? They ignore with the kashas from Rabbi Meir. I mean, according to what he said, it's a shver, not according to the Chachamim. Only according to Rabbi Meir is shver. So. But that's obviously not a kashas from the Chachamim. It's only kashas from Rabbi Meir on him, right? But Chacham is fine. He could be Meir or whatever. But we're saying, according to Rabbi Meir, if Rabbi Chani is saying is true, why would Rabbi Meir say that? Right? You should, even according to Rabbi Meir, it should be you could do later.